Welcome to the 200th episode of the New Customer Offer Podcast. This is our DraftKings Fantasy Golf Special Edition for the CJ Cup on the PGA Tour. The CJ Cup is a no-cut event on the PGA Tour, so it's invitational. The higher up the FedEx Cup standings you finish last season, the higher the chance of getting into this no-cut event. It's a real dollar spinner. So, the CJ Cup has moved from its South Korean home to the Silver Creek Golf Course in Las Vegas due to COVID. It's a new course to the PGA Tour and has never been used competitively. The tournament itself features Dustin Johnson, John Rahm, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy and Colin Morikawa. That's five of the world's top six players. I'll take you through my thoughts from a DraftKings perspective, highlighting players you should be interested in rostering this week. This podcast is for listeners of 18 and above. Please be gamble aware. You can visit begambleaware.org for more information. And of course, please bet responsibly. I'm Steve Bamford from New Customer Offer. Newcustomeroffer.co.uk is the website. You can follow us on Twitter at Customer Offers. So, a loaded event this week. We have a fantastic field with John Rahm headering the salary at $11,300. Dustin Johnson, world number one, at 11,100. We've got Rory McIlroy at 10,600. Matthew Wolf at 10,000. We've also got Xander Schauffele at 10,300. And Justin Thomas, the defending champion, at 10,800. Stars and scrubs could be the way to go this week. And I don't mind being a little bit contrarian this week, it has to be said. Rahm and DJ are likely to be the highest owned players this week on DraftKings. So, if you want to go contrarian like me, I'm picking, first of all, Justin Thomas, the defending champion, $10,800 this week. Does well when he defends titles, playing some nice stuff of late, and he's ranking very nicely across a lot of my actual moving statistics. Let me take you through the top 25 strokes gained tee to green right now across 8 weeks. DJ at one, Watson at two, Rahm at three, Wolf at four, Finau, Henley, Rory McIlroy and JT all in the top five. You'll also find my next selection, Xander Schauffele at number nine. And in fact, if we looked strokes gained total over the last 8 weeks, DJ at one, Rahm at two. You've then got Xander Schauffele, 10,300 on DraftKings this week, at number three across the last 8 weeks. So I like a bet of that. Contrary top end, stars and scrubs, Justin Thomas at 10,800, Xander at 10,300. I think you're starting your roster this week a little bit contrarian, and that can't be a bad thing in a no-cut event. Where do we go next? Well, this CJ Cup and a lot of these events in general, the cream rises to the top, but you often get some names in there just in the subplot. Cameron Smith has done well in this event over the few years that it's been played in Korea. But actually, I do fancy a Korean player this week to take up my third roster spot. Sung Jae-im right now is playing some absolutely fantastic golf from tee to green. His numbers are outstanding right now across both the US Open and also in the actual event they played last week at TPC Summerlin, the Shriners. This man was stroking the ball very, very nicely from tee to green. In fact, at an elite level. And we can pick him up this week, Sung Jae-im, at $8,700, which I think is an absolute bargain. Talking in terms of strokes gained, he was third for strokes gained tee to green last week at the Shriners. And he was also, let me just check this out for you. He was also in the top 14 strokes gained tee to green at the US Open. Those are some serious numbers. And some numbers I really do like the look of. Another Korean that you might want to take a view on is Siwoo Kim. I can't fit him into this actual view or my actual structure this week on the basis that I've gone with two above $10,000. But Siwoo Kim at 7,100, I've heard worse shouts than that. Then, sub $7,000, I've got to put some scrubs in there. Let's start with Mackenzie Hughes. Mackenzie Hughes, third on his last outing at the Corrales tournament down in the Dominican Republic. And in terms of strokes gained, those numbers aren't appearing in any kind of information that you'd get your hands on over the last 8 weeks, purely because there was no strokes gained taken. So you find in Mackenzie Hughes, top 14 strokes gained total over the last 8 weeks. He's also the second best in the last 8 weeks for strokes gained putting. Decent, strong numbers for the Canadian who's fighting to stay in the world's top 50 and actually establish himself in the world's top 50 at the end of this year. So he'll be highly motivated. Mackenzie Hughes straight off of third place at the Corrales, $6,800. Another player that played brilliantly last week was Kevin Na when defending the Shriners Open. He was right in the heat of the battle, right up to where they started playing on Sunday, then he fell away. But Na, a local Las Vegas man, played this golf course myriads of different times. I think Na, who comes alive on bent grass and has a very, very high ceiling, a top five ceiling, I think, in an event like this on bent grass, $6,700, fantastic. Finally, they're playing this in the desert. A real desert rat like Kevin Na is Ryan Palmer. So I'm on Palmer at $6,700 as well, basically using up all 50K. So Palmer at 6'7, Kevin Na at 6'7. Mackenzie Hughes at 6'8, Sungjae Im at 8'7, we've got Xander at 10'3, and Justin Thomas at 10'8. That is my roster, my lineup for the CJ Cup in DraftKings this week. I hope you enjoyed the 200th episode of the new Customer Offer podcast. Of course, we'll be back very, very soon with the latest new customer offers in terms of sportsbook, new online bonuses, and our DraftKings previews for golf. Thanks. Goodbye.